You are about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, hey, hey!
Welcome, everyone, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you're doing well today or tonight or whichever dimension you're in. This show is all about healing, whether it's through music or words or energy. There's so much in this universe that we can utilize to heal. As I've said before, we're all naturally inclined to heal ourselves and others, you know, and the difference in my spiritual opinion is just between beliefs, conditioning, and what we've forgotten during our trip from source to being birthed into this world. You know, it's like, I believe we come from, you know, source energy, and when we're up, so to speak, and it's time to be on the physical plane, we do tend to forget where we came from and who we really are. So, among other things, I'm here to remind you of who we really are and what we're really capable of. It's not just me, you know. I'm not the only energy healer in this world. There are many, you know, and the industry of healing has gotten a pretty bad rap, but amidst the fraudsters and the opportunists are those who genuinely have abilities to heal others, you know, and maybe it's a little hard to locate at times, but I'm one of the reasons that I'm here is to demonstrate that there are such people and they don't, you know, require a large amount of money to help out, you know. And I think that that is a stereotype, but at the same time, it's still out there. I saw it as early as a few days ago on a platform, you know, and it's where the people are halfway through helping a person out, and then they're like, oh, call me on this number, you know, and I will finish reading you or helping to heal you or, you know, whatever it is. And listen, I get it. I understand that all of our energy, no matter what we're doing, is something that should be paid for. But at the same time, there are a lot of vulnerable people out there. And to take advantage in such a fashion just doesn't sit well with me. And I don't think it ever will. You know, I try to keep my mouth shut and my head down for the most part when I see things that I don't agree with, because I'm not God or I'm not, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it really wounds me. You know, it really wounds me. So anyway, the thing is, our bodies are already made to heal. It uses its own energy to do this, but the difference between your own energy and another's is not different. The energies I use to heal others is not different either. There's only one energy, in my opinion, and that is source energy. And there may be different consistencies, you know, or densities, frequencies, and vibrations, but it's all made up of the same thing. You know, much like how science describes the human body as being made up of, you know, water or protein and minerals, so is our complete essence. It's all made from the same energies as the universe. So with all that being said, this is a call-in show, and I do see some calls already hanging who actually were on the line before I was. So thank you for that, and just sit tight. But this is where you can experience yourself the beauty of universal source energy. The way it works is you call in and you let me know which area you need help with, and you don't need to give me your name. You know, another reason I decided to do this show is so that people can remain anonymous. Healing is a very personal thing, and it takes a certain level, like I said, of vulnerability to call into a public radio show, much less, you know, appear on camera. So rather than doing a healing group, I've made this available instead. And you can call in and say your name is Jack, even though it's Fred, and it makes no difference to me nor the universal energy. Also, with that being said, if I do know you, it doesn't matter. You're welcome to call in as well, and you do not have to reveal your name then either, okay? So the number to call in is 516-666-9920, and make sure you do call in early, though. I do talk a little bit for the first half of my show, but then I will go to the phone lines, so be ready for that. And I've already, like, done a lot of talking already, so we're going to go to our first music break, and I hope you enjoy. I'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Show me the one I need the most.
welcome back, everyone, to Free Energy Healing. That was the Revitalists, Wish I Knew You. So I hope you're enjoying your bright spot in an otherwise cloudy moment if things have been tough for you. I know life can be hard at times, but nothing ever stays the same, my friends. You know, with seemingly bad comes seemingly good eventually. And what I mean by seemingly is, of course, good and bad has always been a matter of perception, in my opinion. You know, our bad may be someone's good. You just never know, you know. Anyway, I've been talking a lot lately about cookie jars, which is hilarious to me. It's one of the things, you know, sometimes when I get into meditations, I come up with these things and it's like, I don't know, spirit, listen, there's no secret that my guide is definitely a crackhead, okay? But anyway, she showed me the cookie jar analogy for closing off the noise that we often endure, you know, doing mundane things, just going about life. You know, there's this huge collective conscious out there, and it's, you know, through commercials even, and through just listening to your neighbors arguing and all this stuff, and then just the overall theme of what's going on in the world, it could get in on you, and you can become very unsure of your own voice and your own energy and your own feelings, you know. So when I saw my grandmother's cookie jar, I'm like, man, that's pretty good. You know, I have to hand it to my spirit guide or whomever, you know. I thought today I would revisit that topic. I did mention it on one of my other shows as well as my YouTube channel the other day. And I thought we'd do a little exercise, you know. It seems to me that the problem mostly today is that we are not aware of our own power because, again, all that noise out there. You know, we aren't able to connect to our true essence because we've been muted with other colors of perhaps, again, you know, but more of like the collective fear, the collective anger and confusion. And how do you go back to yourself quickly and just listen? It is get in your cookie jar. All right, let me explain. And it's a really quick little exercise because I see the phone lines are piling up. So I will shush as soon as possible. But I want to share very simply that if you can remember, or even if you have one now, one of those great big ceramic cookie jars, okay, and you will get into that cookie jar, and it's just you in there, and you can, let me see if I have, I actually, this is so silly, but I uploaded a sound effect of a cookie jar closing just for this occasion, and it sounds like this. All right. So when you get into your cookie jar, you can go ahead and close the lid and try and imagine yourself in there right now with the lid closed. And there's just you and your essence and your own thoughts only, you know, not someone else's thoughts or what, you know, society thinks you should do. And this is a great way to like really get in touch really quickly, you know. So I hope you enjoyed that little analogy. Like I said, I am taking calls today and I am going to shush. First thing I want to do before I shush is legally I have to play my disclaimer. So we're going to do that and we'll get right to the phone lines. But those of you who are on the fence and have just came in or they're not sure what they want to do yet, just know that this is sacred work to me and it's also confidential. You are free to call in and you do not have to be you know, give me your personal information. This is anonymous for you. So don't feel funny about it, no matter what it is, okay? And you can call me at 516-666-9920. And with that, I'm going to play the disclaimer.
This show is not meant to be a substitute for professional medical attention. It won't treat, cure, or diagnose any illnesses. If you are sick, in an emergency situation, or in pain, please see a doctor.
So the weird alien gods have spoken. Okay, please see a doctor. I'm not a substitute for any of that. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. With that, we're going to go to our first call. I have to go ahead and figure out who that would be, who's holding the longest, or should I just ask Spirit? I don't know. Yeah, let's do that. I will go to area code 951 first. So smell the flowers, blow out the candles, get ready. I'm coming to you. Area code 951, you're live. Hello. Area code 951. Nope, I guess. All right, we might come back to you. Let's go to area code, get ready. Breathe in the roses. Blow out the candles. Get ready. Area code 201. Area code 201, you're live.
Hello. Breathe in the roses and blow out the candles. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
For that. I'm doing much better than I have in a very long time. And
oh, that's great.
Very long time. It's been long, long journey, and I'm just trying to maintain the positivity as much as I possibly can, dealing with a lot of conflicting viewpoints. And I definitely want healing, not only for myself, but for the people around me, because there's times when their negativity is the thing that actually weighs me down. And I don't want to invite that in anymore. I don't want to even be a part of that anymore. I want to assist in their healing. And I just need help in getting there so that I can see clearly my own purpose, you know?
Absolutely. And that's really interesting because that's what I was talking about earlier on the show, you know, how we are affected by everything that goes on around us, you know, and that's
absolutely
including other energies, you know. I mean, that is, that could be very difficult to maneuver. So did you hear my cookie jar analogy? Because you want to get into your cookie jar and close that lid, first of all.
Yes.
Close the lid and get in there. And I know it's easier said than done, but can I now specifically, without being, you know, giving out personal details, just so we can be clear on how to help you, how are you feeling? You know, are you feeling like maybe you're trapped by your own circumstances because of the people around you, or what is it exactly that you can focus on that you would like improvement?
Well, wow. So some of it is being trapped. Some of it is feeling trapped because, again, the people who I keep around me or the people who I'm really concerned for are my loved ones, but they don't see and feel what I feel. They don't. They don't see it and feel it. I know that for a fact. And then you have, you know, some that are in denial, that they need help or that they need to help themselves and be responsible.
Yeah.
And I just think our role as women, we're nurturers by how we were raised.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I'm finding people who I'm either related to or people who I come in contact with, they always need something, and then you'll help them, and then they'll free up and spit you out. And I'm just tired of being chewed up and spit out. I don't, in any form or fashion, I don't think that I should have to accept the abuse, whether it's verbally or psychologically or emotionally.
And then it's kind of hard because these are your
–
and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's kind of hard because they – from what I understand, they're your loved ones. They're your family members and people that you can't necessarily just walk away from. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you –
and sometimes
to me,
they put me in situations that I don't need to be in, and it's not even –
right.
It's not even
right.
me.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, it's you really want the strength to be able to withstand this without being affected so profoundly, but at the same time, you'd like them to change to some degree. Now, the thing is, I can help you with you and your strength and your resolve to, move forward regardless of the storm around you. But the hard truth, and the truth can be very healing too, is that these people will not change until and when they're ready to do so. And nothing you do, no matter how good you are, because I know you are, they will not change based on anything that you say or do regardless. And in fact, it becomes a point where you are enabling them because they just will continue to do whatever it is because you're going to bail them out, or you're going to help them with this, or you're going to help them with that. And I'm channeling this. I'm just going for it, my friend. But I'm just saying that you just can't control people. And even though it's with good intention, you just can't make them do something differently, make different choices in their lives, but you can gain that strength and resolve to do things for yourself and love yourself enough to do things differently. And if turn helps them, that'll be perfect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I've already been through the lesson where they say you have to, put on the mask and save yourself before you save someone else.
Yeah.
But it's like, in one case, I'm dealing with a child who I care for deeply. I see the wounds, I see the trauma, but I also see the resistance and the lashing out. And the lashing out is really geared at me, which I think is so unfair because I've done everything.
It is unfair.
To help this child. Then other hand, it seemed like it's a cycle because I could go back now and see that my mother actually went through the same thing with a brother, and that brother too attacked me, which doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to figure out what it is about me that would make people want to attack me. That's how it feels.
No, no.
That's just how it feels.
I know it does. And I can definitely relate to you, and I'm sure other listeners can too. So thank you for being so forthright here, on the radio program, because you're helping not only yourself but others by saying your truth here. And it's not you. It isn't you. It's anyone that they can do that to. It feels very personal because it is. It's towards you, but they're not saying it's look at her, you know, it's because she's doing something wrong. It's because mostly you're doing something right, and that is caring. And when people are in certain states, especially mental issues or drug issues or alcohol abuse, they will look for the nearest empath, the biggest heart of the group, and keep taking and taking. It's not what you're doing wrong. In this case, it's what you're doing right, unfortunately. It doesn't make sense, but I want you to understand that what you're doing and what you're feeling is there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not you, it's them, literally. But the more you give, the more they're going to continue to take. So that part, even though it hurts and there's children involved and so on, let the authorities take care of that. You can't help everybody. I'm so sorry, you know, and I'm not on here to do a sermon or anything. I just, there's certain things that my energy work just fix. And so this is why we're talking a little bit first. I'm going to give you the biggest blessing and energy session I can right after I'm done, you know, speaking my spirit truth here. But listen, it's not you. I just, oh my God, you're a beautiful person with the most amazing intentions. But sometimes that's not enough for a big change in people's lives when they are so clouded by other things like substance abuse or mental illness and so on. Okay.
Yes. No. Yeah. Do not apologize to people. You don't have to.
Well, I'm doing
you
it
know,
because I really
shall
care.
Set you free. Thank
yeah.
you. I know. The truth shall set you free because again, I just want to deal with the truth because, you know, move on because it's not my shackles. I've already dealt with my own shackles. And every lesson that I've learned along the way, I've always tried to impart it to the people that I know or I care about or I have to. I just want to heal myself.
Yes. And let's do that now, hon. So have you ever
Thank
listened
you.
To me before? Have you ever listened to...
Yes, I watch you on YouTube. I think the first time I heard you was when you were talking about the paper, the purple plate. Because I
oh,
actually even
gosh.
Have the purple plate.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I have my own purple plate from Kareem, you know?
Oh, that is
so
great.
I've been doing...
Kareem,
if I wasn't doing the inner work myself, most of what I'm telling you, it would have killed me already. And it's
right. No, I
stuff.
Hear you. No, you are just amazing, an amazingly strong woman. But I'm so glad you listened to me on YouTube. And listen, Kareem is one of my best friends. She's the best person ever. So I'm glad you mentioned her too. And that's purpleplates.com. Let's plug her for a minute, right? But anyway,
yeah, she's beautiful. She's my special sister friend.
Aw, yay!
Yeah,
all right, so since you know my style of work, that's perfect. The only difference here is I'm going to play like a music clip because what I found is some of my callers that listen have told me before that even if I'm giving an energy healing to someone specifically calling in, they get the benefit too sometimes. And in archives, they don't get that unless I make some noise. Like instead of silence, we're just going to play a little music clip while I send you the energy. I hope that makes sense. But so if you're ready, just sit or lie down and maybe close your eyes if you can, you know, no driving, right? And let me know when you're ready. Are you ready?
Hold on, you said to lay down?
Yes, yeah, sit or lie down, whichever is comfortable, you know.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay. And speaking of Kareem, she just came into my chat room. She must have had her psychic ears on. All right.
Hi, Kareem.
All right. So when you're ready, I'm just going to play some sound while I'm doing this so that there's not dead air on the radio and people don't go, what's going on here? So I'm just going to start sending the energy, and then I'll be right back with you to see how you're doing. Okay. All righty. So how are you feeling now?
Well, I feel relaxed. I like the music.
Good.
No, I do like the music. It's like the music wanted me to maybe get out and exercise and walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At one point, I kind of like saw myself like in traffic with a bunch of people. That's what it first felt like I was in a mall somewhere, but that's not where I wanted to be. I don't want to be around a lot of people.
Wow, that's very interesting.
When I got into the melody of it, it began to relax me a bit. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I hope that this helped you. The intention was to send you healing and self-love enough to, you know, make choices and changes for yourself that are going to help you, you know, and I really hope that happens for you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
I'm just trying to change the atmosphere in my environment. So I have my own singing bowls, but there's, after I purchased them, I realized there's really one that I want. It's just a huge singing bowl. Because I heard the sound before, and it really went very deep. So I want to be able to change the environment altogether, because I know it is stuck energy. Like, there's certain places I could go around the house where I feel it.
Okay.
I love
singing bowls.
At a place now, but I'm trying to learn how to use them because when I ordered them, I didn't know that they all were going to be the same size.
Oh, okay.
Even though their tones sound differently, I want to learn how to actually use them the right way.
Well, you're going to use them? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, if there's anything, I want to know when and how to use the right bowls. That's it.
Well, you have to use like the stick part. You're going to put that on the outside. A lot of people think that they should just ding them, ding, ding, ding. That's not how they're used. You put it on the outside and you kind of, I wish I was on video now, but you kind of edge it around the bowl on the outside of the bowl, you know. But, you know, When it comes to clearing energy, any sounds are really, really good. In fact, whenever I go into a new space, if I'm doing any energy work or even a new house or something like that, you, what I do is I open the windows, and then I go to corners especially, but also areas where there's a lot of high concentration of energy, and I clap my hands mm-hmm. really loud. And that can really break up the energy that's stuck. Even if you think the energy is in the middle of the room, if you go to these corners, that's where they really get trapped, in my opinion. You know, so I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because I do have an apartment with some people just moved out suddenly, and I have to actually working on it now and cleaning it out. And there are certain parts of the apartment where I can feel the stuck energy.
Yeah, and you can do that. I mean, you would know more than anything, and you are very connected. You have, my gosh, you know, I don't like to use these buzzwords like empaths, but you know you have that. So it's doubly
right.
Important.
That's why
for
I
you.
Feel like I needed the healing. Because again, times when I'm not careful, I actually carry the energy and I feel it in my kidneys, in my gut, in my kidneys.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, that you could have met. We can work on that. Would you like me to send you just a little bit more in those areas?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And now the music is just to make a filler of the, so there's no like dead air. But other than that, I'm just going to send you energy. That's what I do. So We'll play that music again, but we'll put it towards, where did you say now, your kidneys and where?
My kidneys and in my gut, like in my bottom part of my belly.
Okay, you got it. All right, so just hang on and get comfortable again, and we'll just see if what we can do there. Okay. All righty. Oops, and I was muted, and I'm telling you this whole thing about what I saw. Anyway, I did go to those areas, and I hope that helped you.
Yes, it did.
As I was saying, I was muted, I didn't realize, and I'm talking away, and I went, mm-hmm. Holy smokes, I saw like a big kind of blast, like a breakup of energy, and I'm like, all right, we got it. You know, so hopefully you'll be feeling better in those areas and in all of the areas. You're welcome. All right. You have a good night.
Namaste. You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. That was interesting. I forgot I had advertised on my YouTube, and I was like, did you ever hear me work before? And she's like, yeah, I saw you on YouTube. And then she mentioned my friend Purple Plates, which is purpleplates.com, buy yourself a purple disc today. I'm just plugging her because she's awesome. So anyway, that was fun. That was interesting. I'm going to go to the next caller. I have to go by a spirit, you know what I'm saying? So let me, because there's too many to choose, let's try... So what we do is to relax is we breathe in the roses and we blow out the candle. Get ready, 956. I'm going to come to you, area code 956.
Hello, Jenny. It's Sharon.
It's who?
Sharon.
Wait. Sharon? Hey. My old friend, how you doing?
Yeah,
now I'm talking in Texas accent or something, but
you're doing good. You're doing good. I'm doing all right, man. I'm just trying to hang in. I saw you on, so I was like, let me just jump on. I need a little clearing of my head, so you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you called in. I'm like, yay. Is there anything in particular I can do for you today?
No, not really. I'm just listening, really.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, if you wanted to utilize anything, you could.
some happy feelings. Been a little depressed lately. I've had a lot of stuff happen lately, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Trying to refocus and get my life together. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
been a
you've
struggle.
Been doing. I know, but you've been doing awesome. You have been, like, just emerging, okay? So don't stop that momentum. I mean, stuff happens, and it happens to all of us, you know. And we always take it personal. We think it's like, oh, all this stuff is just why me happening to me. But honestly, it happens to every one of us. We just sometimes we don't see it on Facebook, right? I mean, a lot of people are just – full of crap, so you think that there's something wrong with you, but there's not, you know?
I mean, things are gradually getting better. I'm finally, you know, getting back in touch with my family and, you know, little progress here, little progress there. I'm definitely better off than I used to be, so.
That's great, great news, but no, just keep going, you know. Keep going, girl. You don't need a thing, actually. You're doing really well. And I'm glad about your work situation and everything. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm working hard, girl. I'm working hard.
That's it. Get the bag, you know.
that's all I can do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I love you. I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you, and I saw you. I was like, let me jump on there and say hello.
That is so nice. I really appreciate it, Sharon. I will talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I love you. Take care. I'm going to continue to listen.
All right. Thanks. Well, no wonder I was drawn to that number. I mean, I didn't know, but I'm like, it's nice to hear a familiar voice sometimes. Let's go to the next caller, 951.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. It's Nathaniel calling back.
Hey, Nathaniel. How's life treating you? How you doing?
Oh, trying to stay up on the up and up here on the upside.
You sound good. Last time you called in, I was like, oh, my God, I felt so bad, but you sound way better. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm still kind of down a little bit, you know. But, you know, I think things are looking up, you know.
That's good. I like to hear that. So what are
you
down
really
about? I'm sorry?
Kind of being alone and stuff. I, you know, don't have a lot of friends or a mate or anyone, you know, so I'm kind of lonely.
Aww.
But,
well, you know, you're never alone. I just did a show about that, about how we really are supported regardless, you know, and yep. I think it's a theme out there. I'm sorry.
It's
what?
Because the spirits and stuff. There was this mockingbird last night that was singing me and encouraging me and telling me everything was going to be all right.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, see?
So, I went another psychic, DC Love, was saying, oh, you know, it was on another reading a few weeks ago. It was about a month ago. And she goes, oh, hey, the bird is saying everything's going to be all right. It was kind of gloomy. But the bird showed up right across the street, and, you know, she listened to me, and I made
God.
A couple of really loving, encouraging sounds. So I'm going, that's kind of a messenger. That's kind of like a little angel. I think mockingbirds are little angels.
Yeah, and, you know, that's how spirit works, Nathaniel. I mean, every time. I shouldn't be surprised, but I am, because it's such a beautiful thing. Just, this is how spirit works. And it's usually, I mean, I love when any bird, you know, comes around and does its thing, but a mockingbird too, that's pretty special, you know, and that was your message.
Girl I've been feuding with, she's born the same day as Bach, you know, that wrote all the feuds. So she's, and she listened to it, the bird, she goes, wow. And he goes, yeah. You know, you can talk to the bird. Well, that bird is talking to you. And she was kind of really blown away. So, you know, I really, you know, went outside on the porch to, you know, just talk to the bird a while and have the bird, you know, say some encouraging things. So that's kind of funny.
That's amazing. And, you know, I think about Bob Marley's song, Three Little Birds. And it, every little thing is going to be all right. It's the same message, you know. I think that's the message of the birds. They always kind of message. But so
somebody would think that that was silly, but I went like, and the bird went, birds. Bird, you yelled out, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, or everything's going to be okay.
Aww. So when are you going to start listening, Nathaniel? When are you going to start listening to these things? Huh?
I did. I went out to go listen and talk to the bird. And
I know,
you know,
but why are
down.
You still down then? That's what I'm saying. Why are you still down then?
Well, I'm kind of up, you know, but I'm still, you know, a little, things are getting better.
Yeah, yeah. See, and that's what you want to focus on. At times it's like it's easy to go either way or to get on to that path of, oh, well, I still don't have this or I don't have that. But, you know, if you go the other way and say, on the other hand, things are looking up. I have such and such, and I have this, or, you know, you can always go, you can always choose. You know what I mean?
I'm a Taurus, and tomorrow the new moon is Taurus, and I've done some really good tarot readings online on YouTube. I had
mm-hmm.
four sevens, four aces, saying, well, this is outrageous, you know, I think they tried to be encouraging, but I'm just hoping it's going to be looking up, you know.
It will, and it sounds like it already has, and that's what I'm trying to say to you, my friend. You know, this is the best, my favorite part of this kind of work is that, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And you are a stubborn little horsey, so anyway.
Yeah.
Things are
looking up.
You don't need a psychic to tell you that things are going to get better. It's just in the way your energy is shifting, and you might not see it, but others can. Mm.
Yeah. Well, you sure play encouraging music yourself. You know, I think a lot of the music you seem to play is really good.
That's good. Thank you. So, I don't know if there's anything I can really do for you except tell you that, yeah, everything is going to be all right because it already is.
Do you feeling energy my way?
I'm sorry, say that again. You cut out. I couldn't.
Do you want to send some more healing energy my way?
You bet. Sure. What would you like me to work on specifically?
Well, I have, you know, aches and pains, you know, from head to toe, and then I just kind of looking just kind of lonely, and everything is working. Just trying to stay
okay.
positive.
So where are your aches and pains today?
Well, you know, my head and neck, and then my head and neck and stuff, but I've been getting lots of massages recently. And the lady really, she's Chinese and she doesn't speak a lick of English, but she really knows how to work on. She walks on my back and she really knows how to use her elbows and forearms. You know, she's really not that strong, but she can just feel where all the pain is.
Well, that's good. So you shouldn't be too achy, right?
Yeah, but I still have a, you know, my head injury and, you know, my neck and then,
All right. Well, let's see what I can do. I've started to play music during these energy sending sessions because in the archives, it sounds like I've only worked on a person and for all of 1 second. It's really weird. They cut the silence off. Sure.
When is your birthday?
September 5th.
Okay. Well, you're born the day of Fanciful Sovereign.
Really?
So, yeah. Let's see.
That sounds good.
I know all the days of the year. So Einstein was born the day of relativity. And there's a lot of, you know, positive and negative. People see their shadow side. I think this one guy saw his shadow side that I'm living with. He's about 6'6", and he works with angels and stuff, and he's trying to bless the water. And I'm not sure if he blessed it well. He came in, and I wasn't really drinking, and he seemed really upset about the water. I'm going, look, like, you know, don't. Well, hey, you know, I'd like to buy tap water or this electrolyte. Then 0.5 electrolyte water, you know, or so I bought some, but, you know, he seemed really upset, but I'm just, you know, trying to forget all that. Your birthday, so you're born the day of, let's see, who was born that day? The singer of Creed, Freddie Mercury? He was the year of the rat, but
I'm the rabbit.
Let's see. You're the rabbit of 51 or
75.
Oh, 75. So you're a wood rabbit in its own element. And then
correct. Yeah.
And then, but anyways, I knew another guy that was a rabbit that day. But they want to be, it's a fanciful sovereign. So that's what you're doing by your healings. I know another lady that did healings and stuff, and she was born the day of, I can't even see. I'm overwhelmed here. I can't think of it right now, but
don't worry about it. Maybe next time.
You're just born the day of Fanciful Sovereign, so that's
really
cool. The girl that I knew was a opposite of you. She's a Pisces too, where you're a Virgo too. So that was kind of opposite.
Well, cool. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's telling me 90 seconds. So I'll just finish up with you. Anybody who wants to listen in on this, they can call 516-666-9920. Other than that, we are out of here for the live broadcast. All right, Nathaniel, you ready for your quick energy boost here?
I'm ready. Lots of fanciful sovereign healing.
Yes, absolutely. All right,
see?
Let me find this. All right.
I think it was born the day of, like, curiosity resolvers or uncertainty resolvers. Okay, it's June 23rd. Now that I stopped right. It's the uncertainty resolvers or something like that. But
interesting. All right. Now shush.
Every day.
Shush. All right.
Thank you.
All right, my friend Nathaniel. Just a little quick one for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I hope that helped you. And I am on every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
And what was your name again before you were anonymous? And now you said your name. I was going to look you up.
Oh, I just, well, I felt so weird. Even though I wanted to be anonymous, I really felt odd because it felt dishonest, even though, you know, I just didn't want any fuss. And then my name is Jenny Satori.
Jenny what?
Satori. S-A-T-O-R-I.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Satori.
All right. So how are you feeling,
so
though? Did that help you a little bit?
No, I think that helped me with that girl too, because she's kind of afraid of me now, because I like her or something. You know, I kind of been, you know, what happened? There was a thing. So I don't know, but what's going on? But so I'm kind of embarrassed, but you know, she seems to be.
Austin Sinclair.
Yeah. But I gotta go too.
Thanks. All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody. All right. So you have been listening to Free Energy Healing. This is a show all about healing. If you have issues with your, you know, physical pain or emotional pain, this is the place to go and see what the universal energy can do for you. I am on every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So until next time, take good care of yourself. Bye now.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so funny about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough, I just knew too much. Ever since I was little.